Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, residents in the Inishowen Peninsula are being urged to plan ahead as the Dubai duty-free Irish Open at Ballyliffin nears. Meanwhile, there are further calls for tour guides to be employed at a Grennan of Alia after Vulture Ireland confirmed it's to feature during coverage of the Irish Open. City of Derry Airport is facing a £2.5 million shortfall due to the ongoing impasse at Stormont, and a lack of social housing is being blamed for low student numbers at Kilmacrenan National School. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferter. But first in news, residents in the Inishowen Peninsula are being urged to plan ahead as the Dubai duty-free Irish Open at Ballyliffin nears. Gardaí say they are working with Donegal County Council to ensure an effective management plan is in place, but with thousands expected to descend on the area, they are warning of an untold level of traffic congestion. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace also asked parents to alert children to the unprecedented number of people expected in the area over the coming weeks.
People who are going on holiday, who have to particularly use air travel, ferry crossings, you know, where you're timed and you have to be there at a particular time. The farmers tending to animals, turf cutters, people taking home turf, the normal day-to-day life, silage cutting, all of that. People probably attending religious services, particularly on the Saturday, the 7th and 8th, that's a good bit out yet. Our public transport operators, cyclists, cycling club, walkers, walking clubs, and the schools are basically, I think they're all on holiday from today, the national schools in particular. We'd ask parents to have a conversation with your kids, with your children, that will, you know, that they're going to be around now. They're not going to be in school between 9 and 3. They're going to be around. They're going to be, hopefully the weather's good. They're going to be out walking and cycling on the roads, to say to them, look, there's going to be a lot of traffic in this area, and that really encompasses the whole peninsula. You know, it's not just up around the Ballyliffin area, and also people that would be organising charity events or anything like that, or charity cycles. We all know that Mizzen and Dumallan and that. So hopefully people are kind of thinking about what they're going to do. We don't want to put anybody off. We'll try our best not to inconvenience people.
Minister for Communications, Climate Action and the Environment has today launched the Regional Anti-Dumping Awareness Campaign for the Connacht Ulster region. The launch comes as the fallout of the RT Investigates programme continues. The programme revealed that Donegal County Council was the worst performing local authority for its inspection rate of its facilities and investment in waste services, and that an illegal dump was operating for several years under a permit granted by the council. Donal Kavanagh has more.
At today's launch, Minister Dennis Nocton spoke of how last Monday's Primetime Investigates revealed the deeply disturbing world of environmental criminality. He said his commitment to enforcement is absolute. The minister said multi-agency operations involving the Gardaí, Revenue and the Department of Social Protection are shutting down rogue operators, and waste enforcement officers are spearheading these operations. He said this new awareness campaign challenges those that persist in this appalling crime and targets not just local authorities but community and voluntary groups.
It's been confirmed that the issue of a city deal for Derry was raised during this week's meeting between a Sinn Féin delegation and the British Prime Minister Theresa May. Foyle MP Alicia McCallion says Miss May was told that a city deal for Derry must be seen as part of the inclusive growth strategy for the wider northwest, and the Irish government would also have a role in funding it. At present, a city deal is being prepared for Belfast, and Alicia McCallion says previous suggestions that Derry might be considered as an element of that deal are not acceptable.
We believe that there's a necessity for both. We do believe that there is a need for one in Belfast, but we equally believe that Derry and the Northwest need our own specific city deal model, which will build into the inclusive growth deal for the Northwest, which potentially would have money coming from both the British government in terms of their city deal proposals, and indeed money from the Irish government through the National Planning Framework. So there's an absolute need for major investment here in the Northwest, and we believe that the British government need to contribute through their city deals model in order to see us develop here as a region.
In your belief, is it any closer than it was? Are we getting close to some form of decision on this?
I would be hopeful. We'll continue to press the British government. They have been saying that they're committed to seeing a number of city deals in the region. But what we are trying to tell the British government is they both need to be done in parallel. At the moment, Belfast are developing and negotiating their particular city deal. What we don't want to do here in the North West region is to put forward any proposals that will duplicate anything that's happening in Belfast. So it makes sense that we're doing it both in parallel, so that we're very clear as to what the two potential city deals will look like, and that both will complement each other as opposed to contradict each other.
A lack of social housing is being blamed for low student numbers at Kilmacrenan National School. The number of students at the school has dropped in recent years, resulting in teaching positions coming under threat. Local councillor Michael McBride says the limited number of social houses in the area is to blame. He says Donegal County Council must shift focus from Letterkenny and consider the long-term future of rural communities.
You'd have to look at it and think to yourself, whenever these things are all been planned, a new school has been planned, you know, that the social housing should follow. And if we look at it, the only houses that are planned now for the Letterkenny municipal area are for Letterkenny Town, and a development in Carrigart that looks to be under pressure with some problems there, it might not happen. So what we're looking at as the Milford electoral area now, you're looking at Roskill, Fannad, Rathmullen, Remelton, Milford, Kilmacrenan, and Termon, right out into Garton, and we have no imminent plans to build any social housing in it, and I think the demand is high there, and I can only see it getting higher. So, you know, I think the whole thing, you know, it's not working the way it is, and it needs to be looked at seriously.
Tickets for those hoping to see Pope Francis during his visit will be available from Monday. Up to 500,000 places are being made available for Phoenix Park and a further 45,000 for Knox Shrine. However, concerns have been raised that people will have to walk for several kilometres and wait hours to see the Pontiff. Paul Quinn reports.
It's just over 2 months until Pope Francis arrives in Ireland for the World Meeting of Families. He'll spend around 36 hours here, which will include a trip to Knock Shrine in Mayo and a mass for around 500,000 people in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. Tickets are available from Monday morning for these events via worldmeeting2018.ie. Communications manager Brenda Drum says while they're free, everyone will need one.
Tickets for Knock Shrine will be printed and posted by the 31st of July to all of those who have successfully booked on our website. We will be issuing the tickets for Phoenix Park as a print at home ticket. We will not be printing or posting tickets for Phoenix Park.
Concerns have also been raised that people could have to walk several kilometres and wait up to 5 hours to see the Pontiff in the Phoenix Park due to a massive security operation. However, Secretary General of the World Meeting of Families, Father Tim Bartlett, believes that's the worst case scenario.
We're confident that for the vast majority of people, those figures will not apply. But people should nonetheless be realistic and plan your journey well.
More than 34,000 people from 114 countries have registered to attend the World Meeting of Families. 6,000 volunteers have also signed up. However, organisers are still looking for 4,000 more to get on board.
There are further calls for tour guides to be employed at Ingrenan of Aglia after Fáilte Ireland confirmed that it's to feature during coverage of the Irish Open. The iconic landmark situated in Birt has seen a huge increase in visitor numbers in recent years, and despite calls on the OPW to employ information guides at the site, it has no plans to do so. Local councillor Jack Murray says the site will be shown on a worldwide stage, and it's now more important than ever to make it the best experience possible for tourists.
Green of Isle is over 100,000 visitors, but deploy tour guides year-round in places with less than half of that. So I think they need to relook at that. They need to employ tour guides, and especially now when there will be a huge influx to Greenan throughout the week of the Irish Open. But this will have a lasting impact, and people will continue to visit Greenan. That's only going to get more and more popular.
Derry City and Strabane District Council has confirmed that despite a £2.5 million funding commitment for the City of Derry Airport made by the Northern Ireland Executive in 2016, the money has yet to be released due to the ongoing impasse at Stormont. A spokesperson for Derry City and Strabane District Council confirmed the funding announcement was to support route development at the airport as part of a two-phase rescue package. Trish Lafferty has more.
The funding announcement made by the Northern Ireland Executive back in 2016 was to complement the funding secured by the Department of Transport in London for the London Public Service Obligation route over a two-year period from May 2017 to April 2019 and was aimed at providing connectivity to another major UK hub with international connections. The Council says the required business case paperwork has been submitted, however, ministerial approval has not been possible in the absence of the Executive. They say it's imperative the funding is released as a matter of urgency, and so they've been in correspondence with the head of the Northern Ireland Civil Service and the Secretary of State in this regard.
A West Rowan MLA says it's more important than ever than that the Irish government locate a passport office in the north. Catherine Kelly says there are over 80,000 applications for Irish passports last month alone, and an office in the north could also service people from Donegal and other border counties. Ms Kelly says an office in Belfast, Derry or indeed Omagh would be a practical infrastructural service investment which is long overdue.
This last few days especially, we have seen serious amounts of passport issues coming into the office, and to try to get an appointment for people in the passport office, we haven't been able to at all. They haven't been able to deal with the amount of passport applications that have been coming through. So we have been in contact with the passport office and with the Department of Foreign Affairs. Last year there were 82,000 passport applications from the north alone. And if there was ever a time that an office in the north was needed, it's now.
Brexit obviously has put more focus and more pressure on the system. But yeah, there is no doubt that the campaign for a passport office within the north was on the table long, long before Brexit was ever even thought of.
That's it, Donal. Brexit is only one factor. For people to travel from Derry or from Donegal to Dublin for an Irish passport, if it's an emergency, it just doesn't work. And as well as that too, for the staff that work in the passport office, it's not fair on them having to try to cope with this workload.
As you've referenced there, an office in Derry or indeed Belfast would benefit many, many people in the Republic of Ireland as well.
Or Omagh. Omagh would be a good spot too, Donal. We're quite central to the rest of the north. It would service everyone. In today's society, people are constantly in the move. They're, to have a passport office that is central and is accessible, we need it. And we need it now. We needed it yesterday.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, stocking everything you need for the Ulster Final this weekend.
It's now almost 5:15 and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Nigeria lead Iceland after 57 minutes played in their World Cup Group D clash. Ahmed Musa on 49 minutes putting Nigeria ahead. Iceland looking for a win to put them a step closer to the last 16, and a win also for Iceland would eliminate Nigeria, but Nigeria looking well at the moment. Earlier, Brazil were uninspiring 2-0 winners against Costa Rica, registering a first win of the tournament. Coutinho put the five-time world champions ahead on 91 minutes, and Neymar made sure of the win 7 minutes into injury time. That win sends Brazil top of Group E for the time being, at least. Switzerland take on Serbia this evening at 7. A win for the Serbs would see them guarantee their place in the last 16 of the tournament, while the Swiss could move level with Brazil at the top of the group. Dele Alli's participation in England's next World Cup match with Panama is looking unlikely. Manager Gareth Southgate says there's a slim chance the midfielder will play on Sunday. He trained on his own today after picking up a thigh injury in their opening win over Tunisia. Here at home, Derry City players returned to training this morning, and there was a new face in the ranks as Kenny Shields unveiled the first of his promised summer signings. Ben Fisk, a 25-year-old Canadian international winger, has put pen to paper on a deal that initially sees him at the Brandywell until at least the end of the current season. The first leg of Derry City's Europa League qualifying tie against Dinamo Minsk has been confirmed for the Brandywell on Thursday the 12th of July with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Tickets for the game will be on sale for season ticket holders tomorrow, Saturday, at the club shop in the Brandywell from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Tickets go on general sale at 2 p.m. on Saturday online at derryfc.net, and European tickets will be available in the usual outlets from Friday the 29th of June. In Gaelic games, Donegal are seeking a 9th Ulster Senior Football Championship title on Sunday when they meet Fermanagh in the provincial showpiece at Clonus. This will also be a 7th final appearance in 8 seasons, with the rate at 3 wins and 3 defeats in the previous 6 deciders. Bunkrana man Paul McGonigal is number 2 to manager Declan Bonner, and he was also assistant to Jim McGuinness when Donegal last won the Ulster title in 2014. Not alone is there a title up for grabs, but the Super 8s are not far away after Sunday, win or lose. Paul says that they have to make the most of the opportunity this weekend, but it's also important the squad get more game time after.
It's a shot in the arm to every group anytime it happens. They don't come cheap. They're very, very difficult. I think this is, what, 7th final in 8 years, would that be right? And we've only lifted 3 of those, I believe, or something like that. So they don't hand them out. It's a difficult challenge, but it certainly would be a great shot in the arm, great boost, great confidence boost for them as well. But, you know, whatever happens after the weekend, we'll have an opportunity still to be in the Super 8s. I think that would be very, very important for us because of the age profile and the experience levels of the group, that they would get a lot more game time against high-level opposition at that stage of the competition under the belt. And that's just, again, to try and evolve them. The only way these guys can get better with experience is on the field of play.
The Donegal Hurlers are just one game away from All-Ireland glory. They play Warwickshire in the Nicky Rackard Cup final on Saturday at Croke Park. Donegal have racked up big scores in their games to date, with a large portion of that coming from Davin Flynn and Declan Coulter. Donegal manager Mickey McCann says there's still more to come from his side.
Some of our forwards, I wouldn't like to be marking them now. So, and I think I was just telling them tonight, although we have a good season, I think we really haven't clicked fully as a team yet, and we're going to try and make that right on Saturday. And listen, I think there's a big performance in this team, better than showing already this year. Although it's been good, there's more on them, you know, and if we can get our 6 forwards to click in the one day, we'll put up a big score, you know.
Yeah. What sort of game then are you expecting?
I'm expecting an open game, you know, just 15 on 15, just general line out. I expect, you know, 6 forwards, and we're Tyrone and Monaghan maybe play sweepers. I think Warwickshire's just going to go man for man, and we'll match them for that too. And listen, I think it's a good open game of hurling. It could be down to the forward lines and a high scoring game, I think.
Tyrone have made 4 changes to the team that overcame Meath after extra time to face Carlow this weekend. Peter Hart and Cathal McCarron returned to the Tyrone team, and also coming into the team are Declan McClure at midfield and Niall Morgan in goal. Having lived on the edge against Meath, Mickey Hart is hoping that experience will be beneficial to his squad moving forward.
We now have to make sure that we make the new experiences that some of those boys had on that day, bring it to our advantage. We need to bring that experience back to the next game, because in the qualifiers there's always going to be days like that when you're living on the edge and you have to be able to, you know, get through that edge, if you like. It's a good way to go through. You wouldn't choose it. We wouldn't set out to do that, but to come through a close encounter like that is always has potential to be beneficial. Yeah, sure. We have to make sure that we realise that potential and make it a reality, that we should be feeling that this is something that should bring us on. Sure. We won't know that until we see how we perform the next day out.
You can, of course, hear previews for the Donegal footballers, the Donegal hurlers and the Tyrone footballers in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. This Sunday also sees the Ulster Under-20 Football Championship final. It is the curtain raiser at Clonus between Derry and Armagh. That one throws in at 11:45. This weekend, tonight in Division 1 of the All-County League, Dunloe take on Naoimh Connell. Tomorrow in Division 2, it's Foremasters against Naoimh Columba and Termin and Naoimh Muire. One game in Division 3 with Naoimh Breeds facing Fannad Gaels. 3 games to be played in Division 4 with Carndonagh and Letterkenny Gaels, Pettigo and Robert Emmetts, and Naoimh Porrick of Muff and Downings. And in Division 5 tomorrow, St Noonan's face Glen Swilly, McCool's face Naoimh Connell, and Glen Finn will take on Naoimh Porrick of Lifford. Cricket now, and it's back to Northwest Premiership and Championship action this weekend, with 4 games to be played in both. Our cricket correspondent Eamon McLaughlin has more.
Our featured game this Saturday is league leaders Coleraine's visit to Fox Lodge. Coleraine have gone down the route of youth players this year, and so far is certainly bearing fruit. Other games down for decision on Saturday sees Brady travel to Eglinton, Ardmore host Dunamana, while Brigade welcomes Strabane to Beechgrove. In the Championship on Saturday, St Johnstone have a home fixture against New Buildings.
In rugby, tomorrow sees the series decider between Australia and Ireland, with kick-off in that one at 11 a.m. Irish time. In golf, Rory McIlroy has climbed up to 8 under par on day 2 of the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. However, he remains 2 shots back from the lead, with American Brian Harman now top of the board. McIlroy is yet to make a bogey so far today through 14 holes, making birdies on his 6th and 11th holes of the day. Seamus Power is 3 under, approaching the end of his round. Padraig Harrington tees off from 4 under just before 6 o'clock, while Graham McDowell resumes from 2 over par shortly after. Formula One and Lewis Hamilton has set the pace in his first practice ahead of the French F1 Grand Prix. The world champion recorded the quickest time ahead of his Mercedes teammate Valtteri Bottas. Current standings leader Sebastian Vettel was 5th fastest. Sauber's Marcus Ericsson was unhurt after a crash saw his car catch fire. Don't forget, this Sunday, the Ulster Senior Football Championship final at Clonus, a throw-in at 2 p.m. will be live here on Highland Radio with Oisin Kelly and James McHugh. The match between Donegal and Fermanagh, the build-up starts there at 1:45. And tomorrow in Croke Park, it is the Nicky Racker Cup final, Donegal and Warwickshire. Oisin Kelly and Ray Jurak will be there for Highland Radio. That's all your sports news this evening on Highland Radio. Your next sports tomorrow is tomorrow at 2 p.m. with Saturday Sport. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And finally in news, 2 cousins from Creeslaw who are now based in Australia have announced an initiative to breathe new life into the once bustling village. Martin and Charles Sweeney, who have established successful businesses in Perth, have bought a number of properties under the umbrella of the Perdon Group, which they established in 2015. The properties include the Corncutters Rest, Lafferty Supermarket and Creeslaw Hardware. They have now taken out a full-page advert in the Donegal News, offering the properties at reduced or zero rent to people interested in establishing businesses in the area, with DNG Boyce Gallagher in Letterkenny overseeing the process. Speaking to Highland Radio News from Paris, Martin Sweeney said they will consider any proposals.
At the end of the day, at the minute, we're open to all suggestions. We're just saying, listen, for some businesses, there's properties here. We'd like to see the town up and running again, and if anybody's interested, just to get in contact with Henry, and we're open to all discussions.
And for weather now, dry and sunny in most areas this evening, with light winds mostly northwest or northerly. Rather cold again tonight with lows of 5 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, residents in the Inishowen Peninsula are being urged to plan ahead as the Dubai duty-free Irish Open at Ballyliffin nears. Gardaí say they are working with Donegal County Council to ensure an effective traffic management plan is in place, but with thousands expected to descend on the area, they are warning of an untold level of traffic congestion. Minister for Communications, Climate Action and the Environment has today launched the regional anti-dumping awareness campaign for the Connacht Ulster region. The launch comes as the fallout of the RTÉ Investigates programme continues. Derry City and Strabane District Council has confirmed that despite a £2.5 million funding commitment for the City of Derry Airport made by the Northern Ireland Executive in 2016, the money has yet to be released due to the ongoing impasse at Stormont. And a lack of social housing is being blamed for low student numbers at Kilmacrenan National School. The number of students at the school has dropped in recent years, resulting in teaching positions coming under threat. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shower Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shalin, the Priest Guilty, Highland. Cur Conor and Gaeliga, Falcha, Riv, Huruskal, Kemsiha, Erskim, Generalta, Villa, Najangaha, Asholu, Urina Shaktinya. Athni Tars that Huruskal, Gowal Ga, Laharkiakta, Gaeliga, San Arnil Fobli, August Maltar on Gomeo, Ga, Afiga, Stach, and Afigi Fobli, Snegeltakti, Egg Finu, Fridgeman, Nigeliga. Sprag and Tarak Halters, Eirachtagus Gjeltachta, Joseph and Madigan, Dini Oga Harter, a cheer, Parchagalaku, Igondan, the Kedi, Emakti, Seer and Ashke, Tar Shul, Amara, Jasahar, Merchodj, the Ked, Krenun, and Nog, Tagalor, Cardlan, Ard Kajan, On, Daga, Dinya, Olu of Liena, Guji Jagori, Snahar Kalinya, Skrivnyorak, Eldanach, Koldu, Kjol, Araklan, Augustosa. Tell you against Sea of Creative Ireland Bunk IE. Tasha Fogri, Eganara Stach, Joe McHugh, Gwil Alantis, Da Oskionik. million euro hard trave se tríblianna. Cadighe don agriacht tishmahori na gaeltachta. Curti an talentus ar chumas na agriacta se fost a chlohu con an chlár a tachiacta a holahar sna region awar a gaeltachta an tervish a chorinti adar fáil in gáliv agus tír chanel a arbert tellu agus frastal ar an eilif i gantar gaeltachta ele. Tá sé fógraíthe nach bhfuil iirithas déanta ag séh vonscoil i gcóna gúnadáil a bheith páirte sa scéim aithantas scola na gcéalteachta im leana. Vótáil tuismitheoirí na scola na sinne in éadan páirte a ghlacú sa scéim ceannas nach bhfuil an ghéalaige an úsáid mar cheanga phobals na ceantar sin. Tá chuig cean do na scolana lonaithe sna rása agus cean amháin ar leathanais anada. Bhí an céad pop-up gaeltacht in Monchrana chun an ghéalaige a cheiliarú agus chun daoine a spreagú í a lórt an ar an searta lá agus fí ar phláthairtís ar a príomhsráid ag a thárta chlog Tráthnóna. Agus beidh toscaireacht ó gcídóir i mo láthairsa de mart se thugaine ag leathanaí a thart an seo ar Highland chun tuairt faoin imeacht ceol sult atá ag tearta níos go lú go lua i mathra gcaitlan gídóir. Sim a chud se Eli Golier, slán agus bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 22nd of June. The death has occurred of Sadie Midlone, name O'Hearn, 6 Riversdale Road, Dewish, Drumquin. Sadie's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 20 past 10 for Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, with interment afterwards in Langfield Old Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place at her home of Sadie Winning, name McHugh, 3 Larch Drive, Sion Mills. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 25 past 1 for Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Bernadette McKelvey, Beamore, Fintown. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there on Sunday afternoon to St. Columbkill's Church, Fintown, for Requiem Mass at 1:30, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary at 9 p.m. nightly. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society at Lenty's Daycare Centre and Clohan Daycare Centre, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Sarah McDwyre, 9 Clochnamore, Windy Hall, Letterkenny. Viewing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest this evening until 6:30, with removal to St. Eunan's Cathedral, arriving at approximately 7 o'clock, reposing overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on tomorrow Saturday morning, followed by burial in Burt Cemetery. The house is private, please. And the death has occurred of Pauline Arkinson, 80 Hillview Park, Castlederg. Funeral from her late home tomorrow morning at 10:30, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard.